The region had no primary matchups, so ballots showed only one candidate per race, or in some cases, none. Primaries up north had more action, and some say they show a more conservative, anti-incumbent drift. But political analyst Christopher Clark, who's worked as a journalist and a legislative aide, says it's not that simple.
You can draw some speculation from each of the races, but each one has its own little explanation or cause for what happened.
Southeast results show incumbents polled stronger than their challengers in two of the region's competitive races. One is Juneau's House District 34, which includes the Mendenhall Valley and neighborhoods to the north. Incumbent Republican Kathy Munoz got about 54% of the total vote, while Democratic challenger Justin Parrish won about 46%. That's based on a bit more than 1,550 votes cast on both parties' ballots. The margin was much smaller in House District 35, which includes Sitka, Petersburg, Craig, Hoonah, Pelican, Angoon, and Cake. Incumbent Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins got just short of 51% of the votes. Republican challenger Sheila Finkenbinder won a little more than 49%. In all, just below 1,300 ballots were cast. Clark says those and other competitive races will hang on candidates' positions on the state budget crisis.
This is the first step towards a fiscal plan. The primary was a first step because how you vote will shape what can get passed in the legislature.
The third competitive race is House District 36, which includes Ketchikan-Wrangell and Southern Prince of Wales Island. But this year's primary gives no indication of how the candidates stand up against each other. Incumbent Dan Ortez wasn't on the ballot because he's an independent with no party primary. Constitution Party candidate Kenneth Shaw wasn't on a primary ballot either. Republican challenger Bob Sievertson won all 860 primary votes. All three candidates live in Ketchikan. Clark says the three-way race could help Ortez, who caucuses with Democrats.
And it can be argued that Ken Shaw, the ultra-conservative, arguably, for the Constitutional Party, very well could take votes away from the Republican.
Two other incumbents ran unopposed in the primary and face no competition in November's general election. One is Sitka Republican Bert Stedman, who represents Senate District R. It includes his hometown, Ketchikan, Petersburg, Wrangell, Prince of Wales Island, and most southeast villages. His primary vote count was just below 1,650 ballots. The other is Capital City Democrat Sam Keto III, who represents House District 33. It includes downtown Juneau, Haines, Skagway, and Douglas. His primary vote count was a bit over 1,300. The candidates have just short of 3 months before the general election. Clark says they have a lot of work to do.
It's an old bromide, but it works. All politics is local, and those who knock on doors tend to win. So the fundamentals still apply today as they did yesterday and will tomorrow.
Five Southeast legislative seats are on the general election ballot. The sixth, Senate District Q, is not. The incumbent, Juneau Democrat Dennis Egan, is in the midst of a four-year term. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.